This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet has approved increase in dearness allowance to central government employees and dearness relief to pensioners by 3%. Briefing media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, this will benefit about 49.2 lakh central government employees.
We congratulate all our central government employees and pensioners as the DNS allowance has been revised to 58% effective from July 1st this year. This revision will directly benefit 49 lakh employees and 69 lakh pensioners. State government employees are also expected to gain from this central level revision in DA. On average, every central government employee and pensioner will receive an additional 10,084 rupees per year due to this revision.
Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has given its nod to the opening of 57 new Kendriya Vidyalayas across the country with an outlay of more than 5,862 crore rupees. The Union Cabinet has cleared the mission for Atmanirbharta in Pulses, a landmark initiative aimed at boosting domestic production and achieving self-sufficiency in pulses. In other major decisions, the CCEA has approved the increase in the MSP for all mandated Rabi crops for marketing season 2026-27. It has also cleared the widening and improvement of existing highway to four-lane of Karibor-Numaligarh section of NH715 in Assam. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh or RSS has been synonymous with patriotism and service since its inception. Mr. Modi was addressing the centenary celebrations of RSS in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi also greeted the citizens on the eve of Vijayadashmi. He said tomorrow is Vijayadashmi, a festival which symbolizes the victory of good over evil, victory of justice over injustice, victory of truth over falsehood, and the victory of light over darkness. President Draupadi Murmu has also greeted the nation on the eve of Vijayadashmi. In her message, the president expressed hope that the festival inspires everyone to build a society and country where all people move ahead together, inspired by the ideas of justice, equality, and harmony. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has revised its GDP growth estimates for the current fiscal to 6.8%. It has also projected inflation at 2.6% for the current financial year, lower than the earlier estimate. However, RBI has kept interest rates unchanged. Meanwhile, stock market has responded positively to RBI's policy announcement. The Sensex gained 716 points to close at 80,983, while Nifty added 225 points to settle at 24,836. The situation in Leh district of the Union Territory of Ladakh continued to improve today, marking the eighth day since the imposition of Section 163 of the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita. The district authorities today extended the curfew relaxation from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Traffic movement resumed on highways and local roads, indicating a steady return to normalcy after the violent clash between the on the 24th of last month. However, mobile data services from 2G to 5G remain suspended across the district. Widespread unrest has gripped Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, with violent protests and mass demonstrations erupting across key districts demanding basic rights. Demonstrators from Rawalkot and Mirpur, mobilized by the Jammu and Kashmir Awami Action Committee, reached Dardial in Kotli despite attempts by security forces to block their path with containers. At Lal Chowk in Muzaffarabad, tensions peaked when police opened fire on the protesters. And head of World Paraathletics Paul Fitzgerald and president of International Paralympic Committee Andrew Parsons hailed the ongoing World Paraathletics Championships and expressed happiness over India's growth in para sports. And that is the end of this news bulletin.